This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Tensions are growing on the campus of the University of California in Los Angeles after supporters of Israel attacked a pro-Palestinian encampment Wednesday. Campus police have ordered the protesters to leave their encampment or face arrest. The heavy police presence comes amid intense criticism of administrators and campus police for failing to act quickly to stop an attack on a pro-Palestinian camp by counter-demonstrators on Wednesday. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police shot and killed a student outside a middle school in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin Wednesday after receiving a report of someone with a weapon. Authorities had previously said an active shooter who never got inside the building was neutralized outside the school in the small village of Mount Horeb. Steve Salermo, the superintendent of the Mount Horeb School District, told local television station WKOW and other reporters that recent safety improvements saved lives.
Had it not been for our community stepping up to the plate to help support capital and operational referendums that allowed us to install safety measures, including vestibules, locked front doors and the like, this could have been a far worse tragedy.